With your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. Research helps explain why elderly have trouble sleeping. As people grow older, they often have difficulty falling asleep and staying asleep and tend to awaken too early in the morning. In individuals with Alzheimer's disease, this common and troubling symptom of aging tends to be especially pronounced, often leading to nighttime confusion and wandering. Now, a study led by researchers at Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center helps explain why sleep becomes more fragmented with age. Reported online in the journal Brain, the new findings demonstrate for the first time that a group of inhibitory neurons, whose loss leads to sleep disruption in experimental animals, are subsequently diminished among the elderly and individuals with Alzheimer's disease, and that this, in turn, is accompanied by sleep disruption. On average, a person in his 70s has about 1 hour less sleep per night than a person in his 20s, explains senior author Clifford B. Saper, chairman of neurology at BIDMC. Sleep loss and sleep fragmentation is associated with increased blood pressure and vascular disease and a tendency to develop type 2 diabetes. It now appears that the loss of these neurons may be contributing to these various disorders as people age. The investigators analyzed data from the Rush Memory and Aging Project, a community-based study of aging and dementia, which began in 1997 and has been following a group of almost 1,000 subjects who entered the study as healthy 65-year-olds and are followed until their deaths, at which point their brains are donated for research. We found that in the disorder, patients who did not have Alzheimer's disease, the number of neurons correlated inversely with the amount of sleep fragmentation. The rest of the Superhuman News is coming up in 60 seconds on the Superhuman Radio Network.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced Phytoform. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
With the rest of your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. Is China's 50% cesarean section delivery rate too high? Efforts must be made to decrease China's increasing cesarean section rate, suggests a new commentary published in the International Journal of Obstetrics and Gynecology. China has one of the highest cesarean delivery rates in the world. Of 16 million babies born in 2010, approximately half were by cesarean. Although the exact rate is not known, the current Chinese language literature on cesarean rates in China reports total cesarean rates ranging from 36% to 58%. However, before the 1980s, the cesarean rate was below 5%, and it did not rise above 10% until after 1990. The commentary, offering an analysis into reasons for the increase in cesarean sections in the last few decades, concludes that China's high cesarean section rate appears to be driven by three factors: the structure of the obstetric care system, provider incentives, and cultural aspects of patient preference. A number of factors related to the Chinese obstetric care system and provider factors have been identified as contributors to the rise in cesarean section rates. These include a high overall number of deliveries, the advantages of managing an enormous volume of births with limited resources may favor a high cesarean rate. Financial incentives that promote cesarean delivery over vaginal delivery, including insurance coverage for childbirth and physician and hospital revenues. Staffing levels in Chinese public hospitals are low and limited by government regulation. In China, there are 1.5 nurses or midwives per 1,000 population, compared to 9.8 per 1,000 in the UK. Cesarean section requires less nursing hours compared with vaginal delivery. This has been your Superhuman News Update. I'm Elliot Turton for the Superhuman Radio Network. Visit our website at superhumanradio.com.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel, clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to this epic episode, during the first hour, we're going to be joined by the keeper of the flame of physical culture, Brooks Kubik, as we perform a long-awaited physical culture radio. So those of you who have been waiting for this, here it comes. Sit tight. Then later in the show, we're going to be talking to Danny Roddy about, we're going to look at male pattern baldness a different way. And for those of you out there who are worried that your hair is getting thinner and thinner, we may have some solutions. So that'll be at the top of the second hour. Got to give props. Well, first of all, let me get Brooks. Hey, Brooks, how you doing?
Carl, I'm great. How are you?
Fantastic. Got to give props to a sponsor that has been with Superhuman Radio since their company started, for being one of the top 10 fastest growing privately held companies in America today, Quest Nutrition. They were just announced as one of the, I think they were number two on the list of 10 of fastest growing companies in the United States today, privately held. Props to Tom Bilyeu, Ron Pena, and Mike Osborne, who are the founders of Quest Nutrition. And the reason this is important, folks, I've talked about the fact that I don't hate Monsanto. I don't want them to go out of business. I want the pressure to force them to give people good, healthy options that give people what people want. Quest Nutrition is an example of a company that has focused on what people want and making it happen, as opposed to trying to package things that they want to sell us and fool us into thinking it's what we want. And a perfect example of that is their new high-protein potato chip. You will swear you're eating just plain old potato chips. 21 grams of protein, only 5 grams of carbs. They are unbelievable. If you haven't tried them yet, get on board. So props to Quest Nutrition. Brooks Kubik, how the heck are you, man?
Carl, I'm great. I'm great. I am super busy and have been working just like crazy on a new project. It's actually an old project. It's something I've been working on for 3 or 4 years. But I'm now in the get it finished, get it finalized.
And that's a new book, right?
It's out the door.
It's a book that is not one that you've done before. You've done lots of books about training modalities and different appropriate ways to train. But this is this your first nutrition book?
I did a free course, which was offered as a bonus when I was first selling my dinosaur bodyweight training course in 2005, 2006. But that was just like, 20-page pamphlet or something. I mean, it was very, very short, very, very abbreviated. And this is a book, full-length book, and it goes into depth, it goes into detail, but it does it in a way that that I like to think of as plain English, interesting to read. You know, it's got some of the geek, those of us who like the geeky stuff,
right?
Me included. You know, hold up hand. But it's, you know, it's packaged in a way that you know, I think people will enjoy reading and really, you know, get a lot of benefit and learn a lot from. And the interesting thing, you know, we've kind of talked about this and related issues before, but, you know, we both, in what we do, we bring a whole lot of different resources from different, you know, from different disciplines. You know, you have guests, you have, you know, one of the widest ranging array of guests imaginable. You know, not just people from, say, the bodybuilding world or the powerlifting world or the nutrition world or whatever, but, I mean, you know, you've got people who just bring it in from everywhere, and you kind of unify all of that for a holistic approach, which is great. And the interesting thing, I think, is that that's the way that a lot of training information and a lot of diet and nutrition information was packaged back in the day.
Right.
Because books were written by people who read a whole lot of books, and they had
vast interests, and all of,
exactly.
But all those interests seemed to intersect somewhere, with the final goal being optimal health, optimal strength, longevity, but importantly, feeling good.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And what I've tried to do is bring that same sort of multidisciplinary approach, you know, where I've got something that I just read or a study that just came out a month ago, and you're like, wow. And then you say, you know what? I think so-and-so wrote about that. Let me go check. I dig through and I find, yep, 1905, Bernard McFadden said, blah, blah, blah. And here we have a study that says the very same thing.
Right.
Or something very similar, you know, and it's like, that's kind of interesting. So, you know, that's the sort of thing that I'm doing, is weaving together a whole lot of different things into a very unified, coherent message. And what I'm really trying to do is give people a way of looking at diet and nutrition for themselves, and a way to optimize their own diet and nutrition plan in a way that is systematic and logical and makes sense, easy to implement. And what I've found, you know, the interesting thing is that I'm coming up with some very interesting unifying factors about why one particular diet is going to work great for one person, but it won't work for another person.
Mm-hmm.
Or it might work for one person at one stage of his or her life, but at a different stage of life, it wouldn't. And some real interesting things about how someone might think that one dietary approach is right for them for one particular reason, but really, if you peel it back and go a little bit deeper, something completely different is actually just as good or better. You just need to look at things from a broader perspective. And that's what I'm doing and offering. It's, you know, it's not a, this is what you have to do. It's not a do this or go home. It's not, this is what I do and you have to do the same thing. It's, here's ways to think about it. Here's things to consider. Here's the decision points that are important. Now that you are armed with that information, make good choices. And that's the message of the book. So it's a real interesting project.
Well, and we have to take a break. I want to come out of the break, and I want to continue this just for a moment longer, because I want to propose something to you, and I want to get your opinion of it, since you're talking about this. And then we're going to talk about something that seems to be finding its way into discussions on this show a lot. For those of you who don't know who Brooks Kubik is, you need to, because he is truly the keeper of the flame of physical culture. His website is Brooks Kubik, KUBIK.com. You can read his blog, read about his books. It's a fantastic resource. Check it out, Brooks, KUBIK.com. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Physical Culture Radio.
It's new, it's cutting edge, and it's custom made to get you to Gainesville. The Blueprint Meteoric is here. Meteoric is the final frontier for drug-free athletes. Includes brand new breakthrough information about triphasic energy system training and macronutrient cycling. Specifically designed to transform your physique and record time. For a limited time, get the Blueprint Meteoric for free, along with the legendary Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms in a Single Workout when you subscribe to the Blueprint Bulletin. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Blueprint banner ad.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And the single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. Right now, you can save 15% with our Primal D pre-sale. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. Age Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order. Whey Isolate is the fastest way to build muscle by flooding the bloodstream with bodybuilding amino acids. Now, Divine Nutrition gives you the best flavors in the world of the best whey isolate available. Divine Nutrition's Whey Isolate comes in pumpkin spice, vanilla peanut butter, or cinnamon bun. You can save 30% off a 2.5-pound jug by using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and look for Divine Nutrition in Carl Recommends today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
I love this song. Brass Monkey. I remember when the Beastie Boys first came out. I was just a young, drug-crazed kid in South Ozone Park, Queens. Okay, so here's my supposition, okay? And then we're going to get into the discussion that we talked about having today.
Sure.
I feel that there's a renaissance coming. The last renaissance was the result of literally millions of people dying from the plague. And there was kind of a thinning of the herd that allowed the existing resources to be utilized by a smaller number of people. And as such, there was revival, there was rebirth, there was new hope, new energy. And that revival led to some of the about a three-century period of time that was some of the greatest achievements that we've ever seen, both in culture and so on. And then we had the industrialization period, which lasted roughly just about a century, which we embraced chemicals, we embraced everything that we believed was beneficial, but it was beneficial from a profitable standpoint. So we had the impetus of companies that wanted to get people to part money from individuals. And so reliance on chemicals, a reliance on artificial, everything artificial, we were smarter than nature. And here we are today with the sickest dying population ever. I've had learned scholars on this show who have agreed with me that we are seeing for the first time disevolution instead of evolution. Dr. Daniel Lieberman, I was calling it devolution inappropriately because I'm an idiot. I don't have a good education. I'm not a Harvard scholar. Dr. Lieberman, who has written the story of the human body.
I've got it on my bookshelf.
Great book. And, you know, he said, no, it's disevolution. But he agreed. And I feel that there's a renaissance. But here's the thing. It's a different kind of renaissance. So we're not going to lose a million and millions of people to the plague over the course of a year or two. But nonetheless, we are losing people from degenerative diseases of modernity.
Mm-hmm.
And there will be a thinning of the herd, sad as it may be, 100 years from now. But I believe that right now we're seeing a renaissance. We see people who are starting to garden. We see people who are looking for different ways of getting things done. And as a result of that, we saw physical culture, which started in Greco-Roman times, come all the way through the years of people like Bernard McFadden and a lot of the stuff that Randy Roach wrote about in the first volume of the Muscle, Smoke, and Mirrors, the legacy of physical culture, become fractured and fragmented by bodybuilding, powerlifting, and all these other disciplines that said, no, we're going to do it our way. But now all of a sudden, as a result of this renaissance, and this is why, the reason I'm saying is because you're proving it by what you're writing. We see a melding back to its origins, its simpler origins of, you know what? We, all disciplines benefit when the being is thriving and the most healthy. All disciplines benefit when the being is disease free. And now it's no longer the attitude of the Industrial Revolution where we look at just this one aspect as the value of the effort and dispose of everything else. We're now looking at the gestalt again, the sum of all parts as being the evidence. And I say that is your desire to write this book is evidence of that.
I completely agree. And, I mean, if people are listening carefully and listening to our word choices and our language, you know, I used the term holistic. You just used gestalt. You referred to Dr. Lieberman. I mean, you know, as I said, his book's right on my shelf. It goes into my thinking and my thought pattern and, you know, in what I'm writing and what I'm trying to integrate. And, you know, I completely agree. And the really interesting thing is that, in one sense, this is the millennials, the young people who are taking this and pushing it forward and doing great things. I mean, the internet is part of that, modern ways of communicating, social media, you know, all these things are great. They're pushing it forward. But at the other end of the spectrum, age-wise, you've got a number of older people who have maintained a really high level of interest in these things for a long period of time, they are now, you know, if you will, the elders in the sense of, you know, the wise elders of the tribe. And they're still training and they're still fascinated with all the aspects of training, diet, nutrition, physical fitness, health, physical culture. You know, they're perhaps looking at things from the point of view of aging and longevity, but they're fascinated by all of these things, as they always have been. And what I see is that the young and the old alike are pushing things in a wonderful, new, fully integrated direction. And that's just tremendously fascinating. And it's different than what used to happen in the history of physical culture, at least, and perhaps in the history of other disciplines, and that is that you tended to have, you know, you have young people coming up, the young lions, the young Turks, if you will, the older people are pushed aside, and basically the young people have to make the same mistakes that the older folks made over again, learn from their own experiences, and at the end of the day, the sum total of knowledge has not been advanced.
Right.
Because we're
you're not building on the basis of previous knowledge.
Yeah. And you know, one thing that I did in my first book, Dinosaur Training, which came out in 1996, which, you know, seems like, you know, millions of years ago to many of us. You know, I deliberately, in a very focused way, integrated all kinds of training methods from the past and all kinds of set rep schemes, exercises, ideas, ways of approaching the problem of how to get stronger, how to put on more muscle mass. You know, and I went back as far back as I could in time and pulled things together and tried to put them into a unified whole. So that was a real interesting exercise, and it spoke to so many people of so many different ages, and it continues to speak to people of different ages. And, you know, I have readers, you know, literally from 11, 12 years old on up to, you know, folks in their 80s, maybe their 90s, and they're loving all these different things and learning from them and adding to them and sharing all of that knowledge. And that's where we are right now. We're in a sharing phase, and it's a really interesting, really exciting time. I think a time of great challenge, but I also think it's a time of great hope, not just in the physical culture realm, but, you know, in the realm of all things human.
And I'm very excited about this. I have renewed hope about our species, I have to tell you, because if you just listen to the mainstream media, you can become very, very disheartened, very sad, and feel hopeless and helpless. But the reality is, then when I start talking about these types of topics, and I know that there's an audience that is absorbing this information, and then they're carrying it forward to their children and to their circle of influence, I feel like there is really hope out there. We can, you know what? At this point in time, I kind of feel like we just need to survive and let the herd get thin and let those who don't get this message kind of, sadly enough, just erase themselves from the gene pool, and we will come out the other end. I won't be alive, but those of us who plant seeds of this in others, they will be alive, and their children will be alive, and we will end up as a better race, a better population, a stronger population with more appropriately focused goals. And I say this with all sincerity. This is not a catchphrase, but I believe strongly that the pursuit of physical culture is a noble and altruistic pursuit that is rooted in all that was good about our species, but somehow got pushed aside in the hopes of gaining a reality TV show contract or a popular Facebook page. But it is coming back. I really, really believe that. We do have to take this break, and I promise the subject that we're going to cover actually dovetails nicely from this discussion. We're talking with Brooks Cubic today, the keeper of the flame of physical culture. His website is BrooksCubic, KUBIK.com. Fantastic reading material there. His blog is inspirational on a day-to-day basis. He writes constantly. And his new book will be out soon, which I predict will be really a culmination of all the good things we know about nutrition. So stay tuned for that. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back after this break.
Get ready for the ultimate lean mass building pro hormone. Fusion Supplements introduces Trinadrol. You'll see dramatic improvements in strength, huge increases in lean muscle mass, a reduction in body fat levels, and zero conversion to estrogen. Shatter those PBs. Trinadrol is the perfect choice on a cut or body recomp as well as bulking. Snag a bottle of Trinadrol at superhumanradio.com. Click the banner ad in the Carl Recommends section and use coupon code TRENADROL 3-0 and get 30% off.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com. and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workout the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing. The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the Age Force Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. Age Force has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
If you're a man or a woman worried about your hair getting thinner, you're going to want to stay tuned for the second hour of today's show as we discuss some different points of view that may really prove to be more important than the current common wisdom about alopecia, male pattern baldness, and so on. Right now we're talking with the keeper of the flame of physical culture, Brooks Kubik. So here's what we had intended on talking about today, and actually dovetails nicely from what we just spoke about. Whether it's serendipitous, whether it's a mastermind, recently Brooks wrote a blog about making sure that your training incorporates fun. Train hard, but have fun. And many of you know, this has been something we've been talking about at least for the past couple months on the show as well. That, you know, all work and no play makes Jack and Jill very, very dull people and leads to things like overtraining and abandonment of one's goals. And so the real job now is to figure out how to train so that you progress, hence the important word here, progressive overload, progression, but you're not beating yourself into the ground. You're actually looking forward to every training session. You're enjoying yourself. You're having fun. So what have you discovered, Brooks?
Well, what I write about in the blog is that training is like fine wine. It gets better with age. And you know, I'm focusing on how is training at 57 years old, my current age, different than it was at 40, at 30, at 20, or at 15. You know, and you know, obviously there are physical differences. You know, your body is different, your chemistry is different, and so on. You know, all of that. Understand that. You've got dings and dents that you accumulate over the years. I mean, obviously we all do.
Lost muscle attachments.
Yeah, yeah. You know. Hopefully not that for everyone, but you know, obviously for some of us. And you know, so it's very challenging in a lot of ways. And a lot of people feel that they're limited and you know they can't do things that they were able to do when they were younger, and they feel bad about that. And you know, so training becomes an unhappy, almost a depressing thing. But for other people, regardless of any limitations, regardless of the dings and dents, regardless of their history, whatever, they're having the best time of their entire life. They're having tremendous fun. And, you know, I'm in that same situation. You know, I'm older. I've got dings and dents. You know, there are things that are a challenge for me to do that didn't used to be a challenge. But I'm still training hard. I'm still training heavy. And I'm training in ways that are very enjoyable. And, in fact, they're downright fun. And the workouts are fun. So I asked myself, and that's the point of the blog. This is the blog that we put up on August 26, 2014, Train Hard But Have Fun. Why is it that so many older trainees are having more fun when they train and enjoying their training more than they did when they were younger, and having more fun in their training and enjoying their training more than a lot of young people? And I think that the answer is, younger trainees tend to train in order to help establish an identity for themselves.
Mm.
You know, they have to prove something, either to other people or to themselves. You know, they have to say, look, you people don't think I'm worth anything. You don't think I count for anything. You don't think I measure up. I'm going to show you. You guys picked on me. I'm going to show you. You're the coach who said I wasn't good enough to be on your team. I'm going to show you. There's that girl in my class that wouldn't go out with me, but she went out with the big guy with the muscles. You know what? I'm going to show her.
And, you know, you're so right, because look at the early advertisements for training programs. The guy gets sand kicked in his face, and the big guy whisks
exactly
his girlfriend away. Then he comes back bigger and stronger and pushes the guy. So it's all about proving a point.
Yeah. And as I said, you are proving it to others, or you're proving it to yourself. Because what, you know, when the coach says, kid, you're no good, you don't have what it takes. I mean, you know, that's devastating when you're young. For someone in a position of authority, a coach or a teacher, a parent — parents do this all the time — they run the kid down, and the kid internalizes that and starts to think maybe they're right. And then you have this huge battle to prove not only to everyone else but to yourself that you do have it.
Right.
You do have what it takes. And that's when you are driven, you are obsessed, you are just so focused, because it is so important for you to establish who and what you are.
So could it be said that if you really are quiet and truthful and truly honest with yourself, and if your motivation for training is vindication or redemption, you need to make some sort of a mental shift?
Well,
because a lot of people have been very successful using that as motivation to become, you know, what they wanted to be.
Yeah, and that's exactly the point that I was going to go to. You don't have to change that, because it's not necessarily a bad thing. What it is it is a factor that typically gets you going in training, and it fuels your training for a period of time, and it's very effective. I mean, I used that. I had that. And you know, when you're driven like that, you can achieve incredible things. And I would suggest that most people who achieve seemingly impossible goals, whether in strength training, bodybuilding, any realm of physical culture, athletics, business, life, whatever, they all go through that same thing. You know, they have something that just drives them to be incredibly successful. But there comes a time when you have achieved some degree of success. And at that point in time, you no longer need, talking about training, you no longer need to train in order to prove or establish who you are. Mm-hmm. You know who you are. Now, you just keep doing it, and you do it for a different reason. And if the reason is, this is fun, then your training has shifted. And what I find at age 57, you know, I'm not training with that obsessive need to prove to myself, you know, who I am, what I can do, what I can accomplish. There was a time when I did that. And at that time, training was pressure-packed. I mean, it was tense. But now, I'm cool with who I am. I just go out to the garage, and I pile weight on the bar, and I do my lifts, do my squats, do everything, because I like it, because it's fun. And, yeah, I still work hard, very hard. I still challenge myself. I still make everything progressive. But there's that element of just obsessiveness that leads to stress that's gone.
Right.
And it, I think it's somehow it's breaking free of that that makes all the difference, and it's just, you know, it's a really good time to be alive, and it's a really good time to be training.
Well, and okay, so we have to take a break, and when we come back, I want to talk about maybe some things that people can do, not just this mindset shift, but also some things that can kind of prime the pump. Because I have some ideas about this that I've been personally experimenting with in an effort to try to find more fun and less work in my training. We're talking with Brooks Kubik. His website is BrooksKubik, KUBIK.com. We're going to take one quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll pick it up on the other side. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Everyone knows how important staying hydrated is for your health, but have you ever thought about what's in the water you're drinking? Truth is, it's not good. Stop second guessing and get the clearly filtered water bottle and pitcher filter combo, only available to superhumans. Drink with confidence, knowing that your water is pure. Clearly filtered water filters eliminate dozens of harmful contaminants that can keep you from achieving optimal hydration and peak performance. Don't put up with mediocre water. You deserve better. Click the Superhuman Radio banner ad now and get an exclusive SHR package discount and free shipping.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Increase your strength and energy. Build that testosterone. Introducing AndroTest from Fusion Supplements. AndroTest gives you superior conversion to testosterone. This is a research-based product with cyclodextrin technology that maximizes testosterone output. AndroTest is the perfect choice to add as a stack to other pro hormones. Get a bottle of AndroTest. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad in the Carl Recommends section. Use coupon code AndroTest30. Whey Isolate is the fastest way to build muscle by flooding the bloodstream with bodybuilding amino acids. Now, Divine Nutrition gives you the best flavors in the world of the best whey isolate available. Divine Nutrition's Whey Isolate comes in pumpkin spice, vanilla peanut butter, or cinnamon bun. You can save 30% off a 2.5-pound jug by using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and look for Divine Nutrition in Carl Recommends today.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. We're talking with Brooks Kubik. Later in the show, Danny Roddy is going to come on and talk about hair loss. Is your hair getting thinner? Do you have a receding hairline like mine? Well, common wisdom may have been incorrect. Science may be looking at the wrong things. You want to stay tuned for that. Okay. So, some of the things that people can do to try to spark fun in their training again. And one of those, one of the age-old adages that keeps coming back around in life in general is that variety is the spice of life. And I can't help thinking that variety is what can inject fun back into your training. And to show that, you know, I try to walk the walk. Not too long ago, I brushed off something that I used to love to do when I lived in Phoenix, which was farmer's walks. Now, I will say this. I will be buying a pair of regular sneakers this weekend because it was a bad idea to do farmer's walks in Five Fingers. It was stupid. The sheer impact on my joints. Was really something that lingered for days, my knees, my ankles, everything. But that being said, and I reflected back on Phoenix, and I thought, wait, I didn't even have Five Fingers when I used to do this. You know, I was wearing a sneaker that had a decent sole on it. Mm-hmm. But I just remembered how wonderful I felt when I would do farmer's walks. And make no bones about it. I mean, this is hard work, but it was fun. And sure enough, it's inspired me to look for more things and not necessarily go to the gym every single day, but maybe go to the gym 2 or 3 days a week and find 3 days a week outside the gym doing things that I may enjoy more, like maybe hiking or sprinting or, and I don't know about the sprinting yet with the hamstring, but, you know, other things, farmer's walks and things like that. So maybe breaking with tradition kind of dusts off some of the fun. What do you think?
I absolutely agree with that. And, you know, it's interesting. I've got a copy of Neanderthin by Ray Audette. And if you remember the workout that he has in there, it's a very similar program to what you just outlined. You know, it's a combination of different weight training resistance workouts, workout A, workout B, workout C, if you will, But interspersed between them, you're doing other things. And you might be training, you know, if not every day, 4 days a week, 5 days a week, whatever. But you're doing different things, and you're doing different intensities, and you're getting, you know, your mind is involved in different ways. You're getting outside. You're doing, you know, doing some stuff inside, some stuff outside, whatever. That's a very, very effective approach. Lots of people love it. The other thing that you know, I would mention is that, you know, my personal journey has been, you know, training to get bigger and stronger, and then training specifically for the sport of high school wrestling, then training just for all-around strength and muscle, getting into powerlifting in a very serious way, moving from that to, you know, a lot of years working on, you know, what people would now call strongman training, as detailed in dinosaur training. And, you know, from there, I've gotten into Olympic weightlifting. I've done bodyweight training. I've done long periods of dumbbell-only training. And currently I'm doing Olympic weightlifting and focusing on that because I enjoy it, enjoy the new challenge. But one thing that people find is that after a period of time where they're doing one thing for a long period of time, mixing it up and doing other things is a real good idea. And over time, you end up doing a whole lot of different things and having a whole lot of variety, but you're always training, you're always challenging yourself, and you're always having a lot of fun. So that's a real good thing. And I'm glad to hear, I've enjoyed seeing the photos on Facebook. I'm glad to hear that you've dusted off the farmer's walk. That's a real good one.
Well, and you know what I did? So, I mean, dumbbells are not the best thing to do farmer's walks with because they want to unwrap from your hands, so to speak. So I got a pair of 55-pound kettle blocks, adjustable kettlebells, and I actually took those for a test drive the other day, and they are so much easier to hold on to than those dumbbells.
Yeah.
I'm very excited.
The dumbbells bang into your thighs and create all kinds of issues.
Oh, thighs, so. And also when you as your wrists get weaker, your forearms get weaker, you tend to start to let them go a little bit, and then the plates press against the front of your wrist, and they make a big dent in your arm, hand. It's just the pain from the dumbbells crashing into various areas of my lower arm was greater than the stress and pain of walking a mile and a quarter holding them.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That tells you anything. But anyway, what else could we do like a farmer's walk?
Well, you've got the farmer's walk. You've got all kinds of exercises that you can do carrying for distance, if you will. You can do a waiter's walk where you hold a weight overhead with one hand as if you're a waiter carrying a tray and walk. Okay, obviously you want to Well, not obviously, but, you know, I would suggest doing that outside in case you drop it. You can carry sandbags. You know, dinosaur training really introduced the world to sandbag training and said, you know, look, take a sandbag. What do I do with it? Pick it up and carry it. How far do I go?
As far as you
go
can.
Go around the block. You know, I always suggest when I talk about carrying heavy stuff, you know, it's always – do it in a route or a circle or a loop or something where you end up back where you started. Because
right.
if you just go as far as you can and collapse, guess what? You have to pick it up and go back anyway. So, you know, you might as well do that circle. But you've got carrying sandbags. Sandbags are cool because you can put them on your shoulder, on the left shoulder or the right shoulder, or over both shoulders. Or you can carry them in front of you as if you have deadlifted them and just walk and hold. You can carry them in sort of a curl position up at the chest, or you can bear hug them. I mean, there's a million different ways to carry them. So you can also do farmers
And each of those is a unique stress on the body.
Yeah, they're all different. And you can do medleys, if you will, with different things. One of my books, Gray Hair and Black Iron, which talks about strength training for older trainees, age 35 and up, has this real interesting, what I like to think of as low-impact cardio, although it's not really low-impact, but it's a real interesting idea. And Dr. Ken Leisner wrote about this, I think in Milo magazine, and you know, picked it up from his writing, but it's a really cool idea. You start with a pile of stuff. And the pile of stuff might be, you know, power bells, dumbbells, some big plates, some heavy something or other from a junkyard, an old rusty barbell, sandbags, rocks, concrete blocks. It doesn't really matter, and they don't have to be super big and heavy, although some of them might be. But you have a pile of stuff, okay? And the pile of stuff is in one spot in your backyard. So your workout is, you know, just wearing regular clothes if you want, you know, jeans and a T-shirt or a flannel shirt. You don't have to wear any fancy workout gear, although you can if you want to. And any kind of good, sturdy shoes. You go out, you pick something up, and you carry it 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 feet, whatever, and you put it down, and then you turn around and you walk back. You don't have to run. You don't have to sprint. You just carry it, put it down, turn around, go back, pick something else up, whatever, carry it however you want, or carry two things however you want, back to the new pile, put them down, turn around, go back to the first pile, and gradually over time, of course, you move the pile to the other end of the yard.
Right.
Okay. Well, depending on how long it's taken to do that or, you know, how big the pile is, move it back to where you started. Or leave it there. It doesn't matter. I mean, you know, there's a million different ways to do it. But that simple workout, 30 minutes, 40 minutes, 45 minutes, it's just kind of back and forth carrying stuff, is a really neat cardiovascular workout. And it's age appropriate, and you personalize it because you're only moving as fast and carrying stuff that is as heavy and demanding as you can handle. And, it, you know, it's very much like doing heavy manual labor, heavy farm work that, remember, people do for a long period of time, not just for a 20-minute workout or a 4-minute
right.
high-intensity interval training session. They do it for a long time, and that's the beauty of the workout. So that's a really fun workout. And if you don't have a pile of stuff, well, okay, one or two sandbags, pair of cinder blocks, pair of dumbbells, a heavy something, even a plate, a 45-pound plate, a 50-pound plate.
Moving, you know, back and forth from one place to another a few times.
Moving back and forth, mix it up. Yeah, yeah. If you want to, you can integrate, you know, basic calisthenics. I mean, if you have a chin bar, do some chins. If you want to do push-ups, do push-ups. If you want to do deep knee bends, do those. But just move back and forth and do whatever you want. And then the next step is, you know, if you're in a training environment where you also have some weights or resistance equipment, okay, you do a set of an exercise, you go over to your pile, you move something from point A to point B, you go back to the bar, you do another set of whatever, go back to the pile, move it around. And so what you're doing is really, you're doing a continuous workout. And for the whole time that you're working out, it might be 45 minutes, 60 minutes, 90 minutes, whatever, you're sort of moving around from place to place, doing stuff, moving stuff, lifting stuff, pulling stuff, pushing stuff. And I emphasize, you're not running, you're not racing the clock, you're just working at a training pace, but you're doing it for a long period of time, and you're not stopping, you're not talking, you're not, you know, using your cell phone, you're not checking out TV or the internet or anything. You're moving, and it's the movement that is the key to this. And the interesting thing, and this goes back to your point on variety, Carl, every workout is going to be different. You do that, you will never do the same thing twice. It would be impossible because you're doing so much different stuff. You couldn't remember how to do the same thing exactly the same in every workout.
Right.
So, you know, I throw that out there to anyone who's looking for some fun stuff.
Absolutely. All good advice. We're coming to the end of the interview. We will be having Brooks back on with more regularity for those of you who love hearing him discuss these things. These are very, very cerebral conversations about something very physical, which is uncommon in today's environment. Brooks, thanks for being on the show today.
My pleasure, Carl. Have a good one.
Take care. Don't forget, go to BrooksCubic, K-U-B-I-K.com, to learn more about Brooks and his books and writing. We're going to have news at the top of the hour. When we come back, Danny Roddy will be joining us to talk about a unique look at hair loss.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find Can-See eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. Can-See eye drops. The name says it all.
With your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. Research helps explain why elderly have trouble sleeping. As people grow older, they often have difficulty falling asleep and staying asleep and tend to awaken too early in the morning. In individuals with Alzheimer's disease, this common and troubling symptom of aging tends to be especially pronounced, often leading to nighttime confusion and wandering. Now, a study led by researchers at Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center helps explain why sleep becomes more fragmented with age. Reported online in the journal Brain, the new findings demonstrate for the first time that a group of inhibitory neurons, whose loss leads to sleep disruption in experimental animals, are subsequently diminished among the elderly and individuals with Alzheimer's disease, and that this, in turn, is accompanied by sleep disruption. On average, a person in his 70s has about 1 hour less sleep per night than a person in his 20s, explains senior author Clifford B. Saper, chairman of neurology at BIDMC. Sleep loss and sleep fragmentation is associated with increased blood pressure and vascular disease and a tendency to develop type 2 diabetes. It now appears that the loss of these neurons may be contributing to these various disorders as people age. The investigators analyzed data from the Rush Memory and Aging Project, a community-based study of aging and dementia, which began in 1997 and has been following a group of almost 1,000 subjects who entered the study as healthy 65-year-olds and are followed until their deaths, at which point their brains are donated for research. We found that in the disorder, patients who did not have Alzheimer's disease, the number of neurons correlated inversely with the amount of sleep fragmentation. The rest of the Superhuman News is coming up in 60 seconds on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now, you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. Right now you can save 15% with our Primal D pre-sale. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended.
With the rest of your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. Is China's 50% cesarean section delivery rate too high? Efforts must be made to decrease China's increasing cesarean section rate, suggests a new commentary published in the International Journal of Obstetrics and Gynecology. China has one of the highest cesarean delivery rates in the world. Of 16 million babies born in 2010, approximately half were by cesarean. Although the exact rate is not known, the current Chinese language literature on cesarean rates in China reports total cesarean rates ranging from 36% to 58%. However, before the 1980s, the cesarean rate was below 5%, and it did not rise above 10% until after 1990. The commentary, offering an analysis into reasons for the increase in cesarean sections in the last few decades, concludes that China's high cesarean section rate appears to be driven by three factors: the structure of the obstetric care system, provider incentives, and cultural aspects of patient preference. A number of factors related to the Chinese obstetric care system and provider factors have been identified as contributors to the rise in cesarean section rates.
These include a high overall number of deliveries, the advantages of managing an enormous volume of births with limited resources may favor a high cesarean rate. Financial incentives that promote cesarean delivery over vaginal delivery, including insurance coverage for childbirth and physician and hospital revenues. Staffing levels in Chinese public hospitals are low and limited by government regulation. In China, there are 1.5 nurses or midwives per 1,000 population, compared to 9.8 per 1,000 in the UK. Cesarean section requires less nursing hours compared with vaginal delivery. This has been your Superhuman News Update. I'm Elliot Turton for the Superhuman Radio Network. Visit our website at superhumanradio.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where minor supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
When you talk about recovery, one product has emerged as the established category killer, MassPro Synthogen, formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man, Rob Regish. Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on superhumanradio.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. You know, nothing bugs a man, or a woman for that matter, probably more so women, than alopecia, the loss of hair on the scalp. It happens to many of us as we age, and some of us, before we even start aging, it seems to just get thinner and thinner, and there's certain patterns to balding. We're going to talk today with Danny Roddy, take a completely different look at this. You may have to turn that that radio down. I don't know. Are you? Is there some feedback coming to you, Danny?
No, but my headphones might be a little too loud. I just turned them down.
Okay. This is a different approach. There's lots of stuff out there in the mainstream that talks about hair loss and what can be done about it and so on. But so let's talk about your journey and why this became an interest of yours, and also some of the early epiphanies. What made you even think about this?
Oddly enough, like I never had any interest in getting into health or writing about physiology. A couple of years ago, I think 2005, 2006, I was in a band and we got signed to a major label, Island Def Jam, and we were being told by the label that we were like the next act and you guys better pretty much get ready to be on tour for the rest of your life. So this just scared the hell out of me. And, we went to, Europe, and I just kind of started falling apart. I was losing just tons of hair, and my hair was really my identity. And the idea of not having it, in a future where I was potentially going to be, famous in some way just scared the hell out of me.
So it was kind of a self-fulfilling prophecy, the fear, the angst, the stress. And this, I've seen this happen before. I have a good friend when I was in my 20s, and he was in his 20s, who went through a very, very stressful period of his life, and he started losing hair in clumps, in fact. I remember he had to get injections that actually helped resolve it. So, the other thing that's always interested me, while I rail against the idea that chemotherapy is a good choice, to treat cancer, because as I said on the show before, chemotherapy treating cancer is like burning down the whole house in order to get rid of a stain on the carpet. But one of the things that's interesting about chemotherapy is these individuals, because of the high toxic load, lose all their hair, but it does grow back. And you have to ask yourself, well, wait a minute. what's the difference between a follicle that goes to sleep and comes back to life or wakes up again, and what's going on in things like receding hairlines and various patterns of baldness? So tell me your story now. So did you then immerse yourself in the science of going like, wow, I've got to figure out what's going on with my hair. I'm in big trouble.
Yeah, pretty much. My first action was going to my dermatologist, getting my hormones measured, and him telling me I should go on Propecia. So I did that. Didn't really work out, and I had pretty bad sexual impotent symptoms almost a couple months after taking the drug.
Okay, we have to address this. Stay with that for a second. So I had a guy email me the other day saying that he's getting HRT, and his doctor not only prescribed testosterone but finasteride and an aromatase inhibitor. And I said, run for your life. Never take finasteride. In fact, finasteride has an amazingly long half-life in the body, and it immediately causes erectile dysfunction. It can cause anxiety. It can cause all sorts of nasty side effects in an effort to try to reduce 5-alpha reductase activity and reduce the production of DHT. DHT is a very, very important neurosteroid.
Totally. And some guys may be like, well, you know what, I'll take the chance of symptoms if this drug makes my hair grow back. But it's, I think the Merck overstates the efficacy of the drug, because in the studies I've seen, it's about 40% efficacious. And there is a article by a gentleman, like a lawyer named Jonathan J. Darrow, that just really puts things into perspective. And he suggests the drug is about 10% effective. And so when you kind of weigh the danger and then the ineffectiveness of this drug, like obviously if this drug is effective, I wouldn't walk down the streets of San Francisco and all these guys like choosing to be bald. And it really makes me think of why people continue down this paradigm of what I call the genetic androgen hypothesis.
Well, and let's also say that surely Merck couldn't be lying about a drug. Oh, wait a minute. They gave us Vioxx. They only killed 55,000 people in the United States, and no one ever went to jail. So, no, let's trust Merck unabashedly. My God, Merck. I want the military to go into White House Station, New Jersey, and invade Merck, quite frankly, because they've killed more Americans than any terrorists have. So, but anyway, that's another show. That's another show.
Yeah.
All right, so how did this resolve? Did you have to drop out of the band? What did you do?
I just became totally obsessed with it. Luckily, I stumbled upon a gentleman's website really early on. His name was Brian Simonis, and he was kind of my first glimpse that there was a different theory out there of male pattern baldness, so-called. So he was saying it's not as easy as testosterone, 5-alpha reductase, dihydrotestosterone, androgen receptor, whatever. He was saying all these different hormones are involved, like prolactin, cortisol, aldosterone. And he kind of shaped a kind of blurry picture of what was going on. But I really like sunk my teeth into it and made notes. And he had a really exhaustive supplement regimen that I adopted literally overnight. And I was trying to make it work over a period of time and had an epiphany. Eventually, if I'm just taking all these supplements to try to like mimic this positive hormonal cascade to keep my hair, why couldn't I just do that with diet? So that started this kind of long laundry list of trying different diets to see how they would affect my hair. I went through like veganism, vegetarianism, paleo dieting, zero carb dieting over like a span of like 6 or 7 years. And I learned just an incredible amount about myself, but also about different views of how the body works in stress and aging and things like that. So I just had amassed so much information and different points of views that I started writing about it, and somehow that resonated with people, and they kind of gravitated to me.
Okay, we're going to go into a break, but real briefly, the Reader's Digest version of the androgen theory of hair loss is this: every single follicle seems to have two DHT receptors on them, and as a result, it is thought that by DHT docking in these receptors puts the follicle to sleep, folks. Doesn't kill the follicle. It puts the follicle to sleep. We're going to take a quick commercial break. Just a little bit later in the show, we're going to tell you how you can get a free ebook If you are concerned or someone you know is concerned about hair loss from Danny Roddy, stay tuned. We're going to take one quick commercial break. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We shall return.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
When you talk about recovery, one product has emerged as the established category killer, MassPro Synthogen, formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man, Rob Regish. Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on superhumanradio.com. MassPro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Increase your strength and energy. Build that testosterone. Introducing AndroTest from Fusion Supplements. AndroTest gives you superior conversion to testosterone. This is a research-based product with cyclodextrin technology that maximizes testosterone output. AndroTest is the perfect choice to add as a stack to other pro hormones. Get a bottle of AndroTest. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad in the Carl Recommends section. Use coupon code AndroTest30.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. Right now, you can save 15% with our Primal D pre-sale. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Whey Isolate is the fastest way to build muscle by flooding the bloodstream with bodybuilding amino acids. Now, Divine Nutrition gives you the best flavors in the world of the best whey isolate available. Divine Nutrition's Whey Isolate comes in pumpkin spice, vanilla peanut butter, or cinnamon bun. You can save 30% off a 2.5-pound jug by using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and look for Divine Nutrition in Carl Recommends today.
Everyone knows how important staying hydrated is for your health, but have you ever thought about what's in the water you're drinking? Truth is, it's not good. Stop second guessing and get the clearly filtered water bottle and pitcher filter combo, only available to superhumans. Drink with confidence, knowing that your water is pure. Clearly filtered water filters eliminate dozens of harmful contaminants that can keep you from achieving optimal hydration and peak performance. Don't put up with mediocre water. You deserve better. Click the Superhuman Radio banner ad now and get an exclusive SHR package discount and free shipping.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Here's the thing, we started up friends. It was cool, but it was all pretend. Yeah, yeah. Since you've been gone.
This is the song that some of you are singing to your hair right now. Since you've been gone. I miss you. I want you back. I'm the right one for you. All those lyrics fit this discussion. So the name of the band was Tecoda, for those of you who are wondering. And you did go on a tour for quite a while. I think it's ironic that you replaced the band as the during the, is it pronounced Atreyu's World Championship Tour?
Atreyu, yeah.
You replaced the band from first to last, which obviously lived up to their name because they moved out.
Funny thing about that, the singer is that DJ Skrillex. So before he was the biggest band in the world, he was in a screamo band.
How do you like that? That's amazing. Amazing. All right, so the DHT theory obviously has some flaws in it. Because clearly there are lots of people out there who lose their hair and it's not from dihydrotestosterone. So when you started digging around, you obviously realized that there was some, flaws in that. What did you start to discover?
I think to kind of understand, like, the obsession with androgens and baldness is just, it's across the board. Like, you cannot read a paper about male pattern baldness, so-called, or androgenic alopecia without it starting, by referencing the 1942 paper by a guy named Dr. James B. Hamilton. And this guy was so significant to research because he found that castrates or males who failed to mature sexually had complete retention of head hair, they had less sebaceous gland activity, and they had less or no dandruff. And so he concluded in the 40s that testosterone was the prime suspect for balding, and that because these castrates or men who had damaged testicles didn't produce any testosterone, therefore they didn't lose their hair. And it was just like kind of a simplistic theory. But if you read through his research, he was open to all different kinds of like different things. He wasn't stating it with great authority or anything like that. And the next great leap, so-called, in pattern baldness research was in 1974 when Dr. Umperto McGinley, a researcher from Cornell, visited a group of pseudo-hermaphrodites in the Dominican Republic. And she found that they had normal levels of testosterone, but they were deficient in an enzyme that converted testosterone into dihydrotestosterone, or DHT. So they had normal levels of testosterone. They were also free from acne, just like the castrates and eunuchs. And so she was like, oh, it's not testosterone, it's DHT. So these two things, in the very next sequence of events, is actually Merck getting wind of Dr. Imperial McGinley's findings and creating a drug for benign prostate hyperplasia. So it's kind of like the perfect, like, it, just Hamilton's and Imperial McGinley's findings wouldn't be that big of a deal, and science would have kind of played itself out in its great, amazing virtue, but the pharmaceutical industry stepped in and created kind of a doctrine of how pattern baldness works, and propecia is semi-effective, so that kind of reinforced the idea that androgens were responsible. However, when you go back to the original findings of Dr. Hamilton and you look at the hormonal situation of his castrates, who were 100% immune to baldness all the time, no matter if they had inherited a family history of baldness, they have lots of other things going on too. For instance, they didn't produce a significant quantity of estrogen, or they also didn't produce a significant quantity of prolactin. And these two hormones are almost virtually ignored in pattern baldness research because it's so androgen focused.
Is it the estradiol? Is it the estrone? Is it the estriol that when we look at the estrogen component of a potential estrogen component of this?
I think it can be really confusing just looking at hormones and trying to like figure out what they do. So under the umbrella of energy metabolism, or how the cells produce energy, is kind of the way that I found is kind of easiest to understand what they do. And while people are saying, oh, this estrogen is less bad than this one, they all seem to inhibit energy metabolism in some fashion. And if you look at the human as like running on efficient energy, and it kind of being the glue holding the organism together, and balding as a inefficient energetic state, and I have yet to convince you of this yet, but I think it can be argued that you'd want to tightly regulate estrogen, whether it be estrone or estradiol or whatever.
Okay, there's also some research out there, and you and I talked about this off the air, that whether it's causative or corollary, that, that implicates two-thirds of individuals that suffer from pattern baldness, regardless of whether, you know, they respond to androgen therapy or whatever, androgen blockade therapy or whatever, seem to have very, very poor blood flow to the scalp, which, you know, that's kind of an interesting one to me because of the whole, like, you know, the blood flow irrigates and feeds the follicle. And if you turn the irrigation system off, everything in that field is going to die slowly or go to sleep and become dormant. And again, we're talking about follicles that become dormant, folks. If what Andy Roddy is talking about here, it works for you, you can regrow hair. We know that people can regrow hair. But waking the follicle up, getting it out of the dormant phase and getting it back into the growing phase is where the magic is. So what do you think about the whole blood flow, poor blood flow to the scalp component of this?
Yeah, I think that's definitely supported by the evidence. One of my kind of favorite theories about baldness was a guy named Dr. Hosel. I'm probably saying his name wrong, but back in the 1940s, right when Hamilton was figuring out how he thought baldness worked, Hosel was doing cadaver research and taking off the lids of people with hair loss, and he looked at the cranium underside, and he noticed that all the people with baldness had slick, quote, ivory domes. So he figured that the skin or the scalp had calcified and pinched off the nerves for blood flow. And that, if you bring that up in any hair loss form, you're going to get laughed right out of there. But I think it fits in with the whole energetic view of pattern hair loss and the hormones that are, it's not a theory. Like there are signs of very obvious stress in those with pattern baldness, such as like higher levels of cortisol, higher levels of prolactin, higher levels of estrogen, higher levels of aldosterone. And those things are very confusing out of context. But again, if you take the approach of efficient energy metabolism or glucose and oxygen through the mitochondria to carbon dioxide, the hormones make a lot more sense.
You know, we only have about 2 minutes before we have to go into this break, and I wanna go ahead and plug the free book real quick. So how can people get the book? And then we're going to come back and talk more about, because I really feel the blood flow thing, you know, when you look at this from critical thinking, you know, that, oh, well, this works with some people and this doesn't. The blood flow thing seems to me to be a real big component of this. So we'll talk about that when we come out of the break. How do people get the free ebook that you've written?
You can go to Amazon.com and buy it for 99 cents, or okay, you can go to DannyRoddy.com and just get it for free.
All right, DannyRoddy.com. To get it for free. And obviously the 99 cents is like for a Kindle ebook or something like that. Is that what it is?
Yeah, Amazon doesn't let me make it for free, so I have to put 99 cents.
Is that right?
Yeah.
They're creepy. you know, but that's okay. So go to DannyRoddy.com. Now, I would imagine that you write about this topic at your website as well. Do you blog about it?
Yeah, I have like an email series. So when you put your email in to get the book, you'll get an email series about kind of all the stuff I'm talking to. It's really, it's confusing for somebody coming from like a low carb or paleo background. So I try to create something that would kind of make it easier to get into this whole bioenergetic model of health.
Real fast. So should people have hope that they can regrow their hair?
It's supported in the literature of reversing it, so I don't see why not.
Did you regrow your hair?
I you have to understand, I was worried about my hair loss at the age of 19, so I was really proactive. I tell people I investigate hair loss, and they think I'm insane. But I mean, I think.
But you do. But you do. But you do have your hair now again, right?
Oh yeah, no, I don't think anybody.
Okay, so that's substantial. That's substantial. Okay, here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll pick it up on the other side with Danny Roddy. Stay tuned.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm.
Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
When you talk about recovery, one product has emerged as the established category killer, MassPro Synthogen, formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man, Rob Regish. Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on superhumanradio.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it. The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Get ready for the ultimate lean mass building pro hormone. Fusion Supplements introduces Trinadrol. You'll see dramatic improvements in strength, huge increases in lean muscle mass, a reduction in body fat levels, and zero conversion to estrogen. Shatter those PBs. Trinadrol is the perfect choice on a cut or body recomp as well as bulk. Snag a bottle of Trinadrol at superhumanradio.com. Click the banner ad in the Carl Recommends section and use coupon code TRENADROL 3-0 and get 30% off.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. If you had one shot, one opportunity to get your hair back, what would you do? Would you ignore it? No. I've developed a terrible receding hairline. I hate it. I have to tell you the truth. I've just chalked it up to being, you know, like I'm 56 years old and this is the way it is. But deep in the recesses of my mind, I always think to myself, if I had the time, which I really don't, I have some modalities that I would pursue. Because I believe, from what I understand of how the follicle works, that the follicle is in the dormant phase, and I could wake it back up and make it grow again. But, okay, so real quick, I want to mention something. To those of you who are even out there thinking, well, I would try Finasteride if it'll help me regrow hair, let me give you a tip of something that will be less damaging, have less long-term effects, and you can use it in the area that you want to instead of delivering it to your entire body, and that's progesterone cream. If you look at the molecule of finasteride and you look at the molecule of progesterone, you will discover what Merck discovered, that this is a synthetic form of progesterone but has some nasty side effects. Progesterone reduces 5-alpha reductase on its own. It's magic. Get a good progesterone cream on the internet and rub it into your scalp at night before you go to sleep. Not too much, because you don't want to have systemic delivery. You just want local delivery. A little pea-sized amount rubbed into the scalp every night, but you got to do it for about 3 months, because here's the thing. Once the follicle goes into the dormant phase, it could take up to 3 months for it to wake back up. So you have to remove the insult for a minimum of 3 months before you see it go back into, I think, what they call the anagen phase, which is the growth phase. So try progesterone before you try finasteride. Weigh in on that. Was that a stupid suggestion?
No, I think that's totally reasonable. The only suggestion I would make is, one, a lot of the progesterone creams are filled with some nasty excipients. So you might, the one I found that works pretty well is Progest E, and it's reasonably priced. But the one thing I would say is I think balding is like a systemic issue, similar kind of to osteoporosis.
Uh-huh.
So I think while those topical things definitely could help, I think there are a lot of issues kind of internally the person would have to navigate through and engage in self-diagnostics, and maybe if they were really motivated, get some lab tests and things like that. And it can make things a lot less confusing, and you can avoid kind of a lot of the guesswork.
Okay, so let's talk about the whole blood flow thing for a second. If you had to pick one thing that plays into this whole bioenergetic research that you've done, would you say that blood flow could potentially be causative and not corollary? Where do you fall on that one?
I guess when I started writing the book, I was looking at the hair follicle as kind of this this collection of cells that was really energy hungry. And when I discovered that, like, the balding person was kind of in an energy crisis, and they were converting more glucose to lactic acid, causing an increase in estrogen, increase in cortisol, and increase on all these adaptive hormones, I think kind of the first step is supporting thyroid function, which will cause cells to produce energy efficiently again. Thyroid is often called the hormone of respiration, and all your tissues can't function normally if you don't have proper thyroid function.
But wait, I want to say something else. But remember, the thyroid hormone is a mitochondrial uncoupler, which means that, yes, it absolutely affects respiration, but high levels affect it negatively. The mitochondria must work harder and produce more heat and throw off more oxidative stress. So you could be hypo or hyper and have an effect on your hair follicle. Would you agree with that statement?
There are two different views to it, and a paper that really clarifies what you just said is called Uncoupled and Surviving, and it addresses the increased ROS and things like that. But it goes back to Raymond Pearl's rate of living theory versus this idea that you should run the system as fast as you can, similar to youth. And it's viewing the body as like an irreparable car that's going to become rigid when you're older, versus a state of kind of youthfulness that you can maintain by supporting energy metabolism. So there are two completely different theories of aging, and a lot of research kind of pings back to Raymond Pearl's theory that you're going to wear out, and you better not, your heart better not beat so many times, because you only have so many beats.
Donald Trump believes that, and that's how he substantiates not exercising, by the way.
So I think in this whole energetic model, and this goes back to the work of Albert St. Georgi, Ray Pete, of course, talks about it a lot, and Otto Warburg, but they all thought that you could characterize life and youthfulness as like a high energy metabolism, uncoupling of the mitochondria and things like that, while aging and stress are lower energy metabolism, converting glucose into lactic acid and relying on all these adaptive stress hormones, because energy metabolism is not efficient enough to meet energy demands.
So what about the cortisol relationship? Obviously, you were under stress, and you started to lose your hair. Obviously, cortisol is high. Cortisol has a variety of effects, downstream effects, which include small blood vessels being shut down because the body wants to pool blood in organs and systems that are responsible for the fight or flight response. How does cortisol work into all this?
I think it's just one of the hormones responsible for baldness. I think chronically relying on it damages a lot of tissues, causes skin to shrink, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It inhibits the conversion of T4 to T3 in the liver. Just part of the whole cascade, I think, that's playing a higher functioning role in the balding individual. So, I mean, really simple ways of kind of getting a hold of cortisol, making sure you're eating enough carbohydrate, eating enough salt. Some people take a thyroid supplement, but you might want to get lab tests or perform self-diagnostics, things like that, before you do anything like that. You could overtrain, cortisol could increase, but I guess like just kind of measuring your pulse rate and your body temperature, those things are often laughed at like they're some kind of pseudoscience. But I think those things can really help the individual know if they're constantly relying on stress hormones or if the energy and the warmth they're feeling is from thyroid hormone.
Really?
Yeah. So if your temperature was chronically low and your pulse was chronically low, I think that would be indication that things were moving very slowly and that respiratory energy and carbon dioxide were not being produced sufficiently. And the mitochondria is where energy is produced, but it's also where the protective steroid hormones are produced, so like pregnenolone, progesterone, DHEA. So when you're not producing these steroid hormones and you're not producing energy, you're going to compensate with cortisol, aldosterone, parathyroid hormone, prolactin, estrogen, and in specific quantities for different people. And it might not be noticeable, but if you're kind of acutely aware of your pulse rate and your temperature, it's kind of easy to figure these things out.
All right, we're going to take our last commercial break. When we come back, I'm going to ask Danny if he has people using his ebook that are having great success. In the meantime, you can get this free ebook. If you know somebody who's losing their hair, if you're losing your hair, you're concerned that it may be something familial, you can go to his website, DannyRoddy, RODDY.com. That is right, Danny? DannyRoddy.com.
Yeah, perfect.
All right, and get the book for free. If you insist on spending a buck, you can go to Amazon.com and download it. If I have a Kindle or a reader, can I use the version that I download from your website the same as I could the one that's downloaded at Amazon?
It's a PDF, so you can do whatever you want with it.
Excellent, excellent. So you can go there. This is really quite altruistic of him to deliver this information that he has developed over. How long have you been working on this now?
Almost 10 years. Can I just mention why I did
Please.
That? I felt like the second to the weight loss community, balding people that are balding are taken advantage of so often, and I in order to try to get these things more. Taken more seriously, I was just like, I knew I had to release the book for free. So the more people kind of experimenting with the ideas, hopefully the more progress people will make and et cetera, et cetera.
Very, very noble, very altruistic. Go to Danny Roddy, RODDY.com and download the book. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. Right now, you can save 15% with our Primal D pre-sale. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more.
Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find Can-See eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. Can-See eye drops. The name says it all.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the AgeForce Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. AgeForce has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workout the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to SuperhumanRadio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
I'd nominate Danny Roddy as the patron saint of male pattern baldness. I am actually feverishly writing right now. I'm writing the Pope in Vatican City right now, asking for this to happen immediately. Okay, so the book has been out there how long, the ebook?
I released it in December of 2013.
Okay, so are you getting any responses, any reviews? Are people saying, I tried? And obviously, there's your approach to this is, look, it's not one thing. It's several things, and you've got to figure this out for yourself. Correct?
Yeah, I'm really strongly against kind of authoritarianism. So I think the only way to figure things out is if you experiment with yourself and you try to collect as much data as possible. So kind of like arbitrarily just jumping on some diet or something like that, I think that's a really poor way of trying to fix any health problem.
And you know, I'm a product of the 70s, and I'm all about self-experimentation.
Totally.
I did a lot of drugs when I was a kid. But anyway, what is the response? Are you getting response from people? Are they going, wow, it's starting to work, it isn't working, you know, give me something else?
Yeah, no, I get emails all the time, seldom photos, but I've gotten photos from a couple different people. They're somewhere on my website. I think I can try to make them more visible. One gentleman, he started eating like a heroic amount of carbohydrates, and he was the most amazing progress I had ever seen. But I mean, similar to releasing the book for free, there were certain times where I was trying to collect as much data from people who were balding as possible. And there were just such obvious trends in their labs. And if you use a little tighter ranges for stress, aging, and kind of taking in energy metabolism into the whole picture of what is going on in people's labs, it's a very obvious trend emerges, like higher levels of cholesterol, higher levels of TSH, higher levels of prolactin, and things that all might not be significant to a normal MD who just wants to get you out of his office. But I think when you're kind of combating a problem like baldness, you have to take into things into account that some ordinary physician might not even care about.
So the Reader's Digest version, if I'm understanding you, is this. From an evolutionary perspective, if our environment is hostile to us, for instance, we are not getting proper amounts of nutrition, we know that can actually reduce the ability to reproduce. It makes people infertile. You know, if your body thinks it's starving, it thinks the environment is hostile. If it thinks the environment's hostile, a lot of processes kind of take a back seat to survival. Are you saying that if you're not doing the things nutritionally, for instance, that send the signal to your body that the environment is robust and thriving and you have nothing to fear, that yet another effect like reproduction shutting down is hair loss?
Yeah, I think so. I think you just interject the rate of metabolism into there. So over a lifetime, you accumulate stresses and it signals kind of this false adaptation for your thyroid to go lower. And to meet energy needs, I think the person increases a higher functioning of their adaptive stress hormones. A guy named Hans Selye kind of intimately laid out all the details of this. But I think it's just a slow, chronic reliance on these adaptive stress mechanisms that further suppress energy metabolism, that causes changes in the scalp. The first thing that the body doesn't care about is the growth of hair. And I think that's kind of how it works. All the details, I think, have yet to be elucidated, but I think this is kind of good starting point. And there are some really obvious things I think you can do that are really simple and they don't take buying anything from me to do. And you can measure them and test them at home.
What about a guy like me who I recently started on Armour Thyroid because I'm at that age now where I feel like my thyroid isn't functioning as good as it can?
Yeah, I think a thyroid supplement is fantastic. And I think there's nutrition that supports thyroid function, but it's not like obvious. And it's actually really controversial in today's age. So for instance, I think the evidence supports that polyunsaturated fats, which are like the current darling of the nutrition industry, are really thyroid suppressive. So things like fish oil. And so we could talk an hour about that, but things like that, I think they increase estrogen, but estrogen is usually thought of as the female hormone, not a stress hormone. So it takes like a rewiring of the brain to kind of all these different things that are thought about in like a different way to kind of turn them on their head so they make sense in the context of this bioenergetic view of baldness. And I know it's asking a lot, but I mean, baldness research has been so stagnant over the last couple of decades that it's like, I think it's really time for people to evaluate the evidence and see if there's anything to it.
How long should one give to see if what they're doing is starting to work? Isn't 3 months I seem to remember that for waking a hair follicle up, it can take 3 months. Am I right about that or am I off on that?
I don't know exactly how long it would take, but I mean, changes in temperature and pulse can happen within a couple hours. So, for instance, if you eat a meal and your pulse goes down and you feel really cold after, or you've been intermittently fasting for the last 16 hours, like I think those are signs of really obvious reliance on stress hormones. So, it all goes back to the context of energy metabolism and like warm hands, warm feet, higher pulse rate, and people freak out when they hear high pulse, but and it can be kind of confusing because adrenaline can increase your pulse rate, but also thyroid can, but you feel really good when your thyroid is increasing your pulse versus adrenaline. But people will eat a meal of protein, carbohydrate, like and saturated fats, and their pulse and temperature will go up and they'll feel great. But it, sometimes they may need a thyroid supplement. They may need more calcium and all these little tricks to kind of supporting energy metabolism and lowering the stress hormones, which are just a chronic problem, I think, in baldness.
Do you think intermittent fasting is a mistake from a bioenergetic / hair regrowing angle?
Yeah, I think I wouldn't recommend anybody with baldness try to go on some kind of fast, because immediately when the liver glycogen runs out, which who knows how much you're storing anyways, you're immediately going to start catabolizing the thymus gland, but also your muscles. And I know there's like a million arguments to this, but it gets intertwined with the bodybuilding community, and my main focus is just hair loss.
Yeah, no, I know. Wait, we only have a couple minutes. So you just said something about the thymus. You know, I read a paper recently about a favorite peptide of mine, thymosin beta 4, which seems to be a real miracle in reducing fibrotic buildup in the kidneys and necrotic tissue in the brain and heart as a result of ischemia. Also seems to be able to reverse the hardening of the crystalline lens in the eye. And I'm wondering if it has some profound benefits with hair.
Interesting. I know this is the first I've heard of that. That sounds great.
Okay. Last question before we have to end the show. What about this tripeptide? What is it? It has three letters. It's a copper peptide. You know what I'm talking about? CPU. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, vaguely. I know people use copper peptides with topicals, but copper internally is maybe even more interesting. There's a really crucial respiratory enzyme in the electron transport chain called cytochrome C oxidase, and anybody can go look up mitochondrial respiration on YouTube and view this. But this enzyme is copper dependent. So it basically means if you want to be supporting energy metabolism driven by the thyroid gland and producing carbon dioxide, that you need to consume enough copper. So that suggests like shellfish, like oysters and things are really great for people with hair loss. And I've heard lots of anecdotes about that, like reversing gray hair and such.
There's a tripeptide that I actually have in my freezer that's supposed to regrow hair. It's very, very new, and it's got three letters. It's an acronym, and I'm trying to find. There's a French scientist who's written a couple papers on it. We're trying to get him on the show, but I think the language barrier is the problem. But anyway, listen, go to Danny Roddy, DannyRoddy.com. Get the free ebook. Danny, great contribution you're making here in your research, and I hope you continue on with it.
Thank you so much for having me on, Carl. I really appreciate it.
It's been a pleasure. Also want to thank Brooks Kubik for being on during the first hour. Go to Brooks Kubik, BrooksKubik.com. Check out his blog, his books, and so on. You've been listening to Superhuman Radio, and I appreciate the fact that you listen to this show seriously. Tomorrow is Thursday. We will have an episode of the Transevolutionary Fitness Radio Show tomorrow with my co-host, Ken O'Neill. And then, of course, Friday, Casual Friday. Stay tuned. Listen to us daily. We'll see you tomorrow.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest